Hey, Dan Bongino here with a little extra bonus. There's a new way for you to listen to my content if you have an Alexa device. Every morning, we post what's called the Bongino Brief, a quick highlight of one of the biggest stories we talk about here on the podcast designed for your Alexa's flash briefing skill. Right now, you're going to hear today's Bongino Brief. And after that, we're going to tell you how to get the brief on your device.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. As I told you, folks, none of this disinformation, election interference would be allowed to continue without the cooperation of these social media slobs, Twitter and Facebook. It's just disgusting. Again, this is why I'm involved with Parler. This is why. And Rumble, by the way. This is why. Believe me, it has nothing to do with the cash or the money or the equity. None of that. This is everything to do with fighting the good fight. We have to give people some alternative. What else are you going to do? These companies hate you too, just like the media. It's disgusting. So what happened yesterday? The Soviets would be very proud. They should play the Soviet national anthem every time you open Twitter and Facebook. Every single time you click it, it should play audio on, mute off. You should hear the Soviet national anthem because the Soviets would be proud. So what happened yesterday? You saw the New York Post story about the Biden crime family taking money from Ukraine, today taking money from China, potentially splitting it with Joe Biden, who could be in the back pocket of the Chinese Communist Party, and you're about to elect him president. Scranton kid. Well, Tucker Carlson, who has been at the forefront of this fight against these tech tyrants for a long time, summed it up beautifully last night at the beginning of his show. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an existential fight now. Something has to happen. These companies either have to be broken up or they have to be sanctioned so heavily by the Federal Election Commission for unquestionable election interference that they can barely recover. This is absolutely unforgivable. A message has to be sent today. Check out Tucker.
A major American newspaper published a story, apparently an entirely accurate story, about a presidential candidate. The tech monopolies that control American media feared this story might hurt that candidate whom they favor. So 3 weeks before a national election, they shut the whole thing down. They prevented the public from reading the news. They didn't apologize for doing this. They didn't bother to make up reasonable sounding justifications for it. They just did it exactly as the Chinese government does. These are monopolies. They have all the power. You have none. They don't have to care what you think, and they don't. This was mass censorship on a scale that America has never experienced, not in 245 years. And it's a threat to all of us. Democracies only function when there is a free exchange of information between citizens. We no longer have that. This is a dark moment.
I mean, I'm just going to be candid with you. I'm anxious. I'm frightened where this is going to go. Can you imagine a major company in America, which services us now as a public square for information, Twitter and Facebook? It's where people exchange information generally. In conjunction with Google, the world's largest search engine where you find information, 2 weeks out from an election, hiding a story, a major breaking news story from a major American newspaper, and locking out the accounts of Kayleigh McEnany, Team Trump, locking out a link provided by the House Oversight Committee to a .gov address. This all happened yesterday. If you wrote this in a story with an Orwellian tint to it, again, you'd throw the story out because you'd be like, that's already been done, but that's not really going to happen. Nobody's going to believe it. No, it's happening. It's happening right now. You are going to have people who vote for Joe Biden in this election who may find out, if they're lucky enough after the election, that the man they voted for is in the back pocket of America's preeminent enemy and nuclear power. More in a minute, but first, if you're looking for a new rifle or shotgun, I wholeheartedly recommend Henry Repeating Arms. You can visit them at henryusa.com. They've got more than 200 models to choose from, plus new releases throughout the year. And trust me, folks, you cannot beat their quality and their craftsmanship. Henry's come in a wide variety of calibers, everything from 22s up to long-distance hunting rounds. And there's so many finishes to choose from. Blued steel, hardened brass and silver, antique color case, even an all-weather finish that can handle the toughest outdoor conditions. Some models have octagon barrels that are beautifully machined and polished. And they only use the best grades of genuine American walnut for their stocks. And I also like that they're made in America by a family-owned business that gives you a lifetime warranty.
guarantee. They have affordable models starting at $250, collectible editions that are splurge-worthy up to $3,000, and many options in between. And call them if you have questions. Their award-winning customer service team can help you find the Henry that's right for you. Start by ordering a copy of their free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail you the catalog with two free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals. henryusa.com.
With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Folks, it gets worse. It's not just Twitter. Twitter shut down the links to these stories. You can't read these stories on Twitter right now. Did you know that? Jack Dorsey needs to be subpoenaed and investigated immediately. Immediately. It's not just Twitter. Here's Andy Stone from Facebook on Twitter. I'll show you who this clown is in a minute. At Andy M. Stone from Fakebook. He actually tweeted this out, admitting Facebook is interfering in an election too. Quote, while I will intentionally not link to the New York Post, I want to be clear that this story is eligible to be fact-checked by Facebook's third-party fact-checking partners. Listen to this. In the meantime, we are reducing its distribution on our platform. Holy Moses. Who is Andy Stone from Fakebook? Let's look at his profile. Andy Stone. Oh, he's communications at Facebook and an alumni of the House Majority PAC, Senator Boxer, and the DCCC, the Democrat Congressional Campaign Committee, for you liberals listening who don't know what that means. So he's a Democrat activist working as the communications director from Facebook, telling you that the Democrat nominee for president, that a major expose about him potentially being blackmailed by the Chinese government because they have information on him otherwise, that story is going to be totally blacklisted? By the way, we will be putting this on Fakebook, and we're daring you to sanction us for information we just told you is in the story. We're daring you to do it. I'm daring you to do it. Because you are creating a series of enemies of people who've defended you in the past. I hate what you're doing to this country, but I've defended everybody's ability to speak freely. The question now is the damage you've caused in the 2020 election so catastrophic that even your allies are going to now turn their backs on you? I think the answer is yes. In case you missed it, by the way, here's a screenshot of what happens on Twitter. This happens now for the China story, too, about Hunter Biden being in the back pocket of China. This is what happens if you try to share the story on Twitter. Warning, this link may be unsafe. The link you're trying to access has been identified by Twitter as being potentially spammy or unsafe. Totally ridiculous and made up, ladies and gentlemen. Totally ridiculous. We are in a very, very dangerous place. This is the public square, folks. I told you that. It's like in the early 1800s. Some private company buying up all the streets where, you know, there were no telephones or anything. You wanted a campaign, you went into the town square and you made your case. You got on your soapbox. Imagine someone coming over and you say, no, we bought up all these streets. Yeah, we're Twitter. Before Twitter had social media. You're not allowed on these streets to make your case. Well, what about those streets? No, not those streets either. We bought those up too. Matter of fact, go back into your room. You can yell from your window if you're lucky. That's what Twitter's done to the country. The United States has an interest first in the preservation of the republic and free speech. Now, although these are private companies, the question now is, have they done such incalculable damage in a major election that something has to be done? I think the answer right now is clearly yes.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, that was today's Bongino Brief. Here's how to get it and listen to it on your Alexa device.
On your phone or tablet, open your Alexa app. Click the hamburger menu in the upper left-hand corner. Select Settings, then select Flash Briefing. After that, click Add Content and use the magnifying glass in the top right to search for the Bongino Brief. Select the Bongino Brief, press Enable to Use, and you're all set. Then, when you're ready to listen, just say to your device, Alexa, play my flash briefing.